The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming in today. Thank you for tuning in. Of course, we do this show every Sunday, and it's repeated on Thursdays. I want to thank everybody for their support. I do get a lot of email after the shows telling me that they appreciate the show, they love the show, and you get a lot of information from it. I hear people say, I read that people say they take notes from this show, and at times just to sort of bring it into their lives to live easier, happy, a smoother path without as much confusion. And this is what we do, because we aim to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, for you to understand that there's a lot more to you, about you, than you are currently aware of. Just being a spiritual being, a spiritual person in a human body, we have all the wisdom and all the knowledge available to us. Unfortunately, a lot of people aren't aware of it, and a lot of people, of course, was misled from the path of truth. We put you or raise you or show you a path to get to a higher level of consciousness, and you will have all the answers that you request or that you want to know, the things that are most confusing to you. How, why are we here? How did we come here? What's our purpose? Do we have a destiny? Is there heaven? Is there hell? All these things will reveal itself to you once you know the truth. For a lot of us, unfortunately, what we were told wasn't necessarily the truth. And of course, the people who are telling us this information, they themselves don't know the truth, because if they did, they wouldn't be guiding you or forcing you to follow their method of existence. We've all come from the same place by the same method. You've heard me say that before. If we've all come from the same place by the same method, this indicates that we're all one, we're all the same. And when our time is up, we will return. The sad reality, and I don't know if it's really sad, but part of the reality is that we own nothing. You know, you can buy your house and think you own it, but some time will pass where somebody else will occupy that space, or the car, even your name. So we're just here for a visit. And what we aim to do is for you to get the best out of it. Consider it a vacation. After it's all said and done, had you gone to the tropics recently for a nice vacation, you relaxed in the sun, you drink your tequila or whatever it is that you do when you're there, and you work on a suntan, if that's what you do, you swim, you run around and have a good time, and you play, and then you come home. Most often when you do this, we don't get involved in the politics. You're just there for the life. You're just there to live and experience the now. And of course, if you're like me, we count down the days when we have to go back, which is sad. And most often we don't want to return to the life we try to escape from by taking this vacation. We're not rushing to get back to our spiritual life. We've come here for a time, and yes, we did set up to come, and yes, we did set up, and we do choose when we leave. You may not think it that way or see it that way because somehow you believe we had an accident and that caused our departure. But before you had made a conscious decision to come to Earth to occupy the body, to be a human being, you had also determined when you're coming back. You also determine what you're going to do when you come here, and you also may have come with friends or people to help you do this task. We definitely have our destiny. We definitely have our plan. We definitely have a time to leave. And of course, we've had a time to come. Somewhere along the journey, they tell us that we were born in sin. Now, if that was the truth, I don't know that I would volunteer to go and live here in the human body as a sinner. We've had a question on this show before as to what exactly is a sin. And it's easy enough to say if you're not following the rules that are laid out for you by the groups that are telling you to follow, you could consider that a sin if you're not following the rules of supposedly the God that exists. Well, the rules that you should follow, you are the God. And if this sin was such a horrible thing, why would it exist? Wouldn't the God that exists would eliminate it and not attempt us to want to partake? I don't know that you would give a loaded gun to a child to play with. I don't know that a God would give us sins and say, try to avoid them. Like the apple in the Garden of Eden. Even as a child, I wondered, why did you make that tree? You know, what's the purpose of the tree if it's forbidden? You're not supposed to go there. Over the years, we've heard that if it does exist, it was a tree that would provide the knowledge for us to become the gods that we truly are. However, if we were born in sin, at some other point, I heard that the only begotten Son of said God had come here and died for our sins. Very well-known phrase. For he so loveth the world that he gave us his only begotten Son. So whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. So his only Son was given to this world, and he had died for our sins. To me, that means my debt is already paid, if this story is true. If the story is true that I was born in sin, someone came by and died for those sins for all of mankind to live, then we're good. We're paid up. Can't be no more sins, because if the story is true, somebody had already taken that bullet for us, no pun intended. So we're good. So we don't have to worry about having to sin, whatever that means. So I go on all about all of that, and it was just a phrase, and I don't know that I don't follow it. I was raised with it. It's not truth to me anymore. The truth is a consistent thing, and it'll never change. But that same book that's telling us the story, it's constantly changing, and many, many contradicting statements in it, like I should be good and not sin, when my sin's already taken away by some other entity, some other source, mainly the Son of God. But we're all the sons. We're all human beings. We're all part of God. We're all connected to the source. The source is our Son. And it gives us life. It gives us food. It gives us everything we need. And that is where the God source comes from. You are a part of it. With it, you will flourish. If you want to exercise, go and stand out in the sun and get more of it. We are gods. That is very hard for a lot of people to hear. We are here for a purpose. We are here to experience being human being. Every single living being on this planet is connected to the same source and needs the same things to survive. There is only one race, and it's called the human race. Wake up is why I do this show and tell you that you go within. Many times they've told us to look outward for the answers. This show today is called The Answers. We're told many times to look outward and pray, and the answers will come to you. Well, that's not true. You look within. That gold mine that you're looking for, that treasure box that you seek, has all the answers that you need. That is within you. You showed up here with that knowledge and the wisdom. The unfortunate thing is we've forgotten it on our way. And of course, because we're sort of discombobulated and lost somewhere, another will enter into your space and guide you into a path that they tell you is the way, the only way, the truth and the light. Of course, it can't be the case because there's many different groups out here claiming to have the only way, to be the chosen ones. My method is best, follow me. Come this way and you will not perish. Well, that can't be true. We're coming from the same place by the same method. The message should be the same. Then it would be the truth. But if it changed, it's not constant. And if it's not, then it can't be the truth. I've always asked the question, if your method is best and it is the truth and it is the only way, are the rest of us who doesn't follow that was just made as decoys? Are we just here to die? And then what happens? Where do we go? We've already established there is no up there, no down there. It's just here and now. Wake up. The ideas that were presented to you may have satisfied you, but is it the truth? If you are any at all curious as to wanting to know the truth, you look within. It is there. You go within yourself, answer those questions. There cannot be a better group. Of course, better, worse is relative to opinion, but there cannot be a chosen group. That would mean, I mean, what are we now, 7.6 or 8 billion people? So assumingly 2 billion is following one direction and the other 4.6 of us is not going to make it, or whatever the numbers are. Wake up. We try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness because it will ease your life. It will present to you happiness where anger or fear may be. We want to have someone to protect us. But the question must be, protect us from what? Save us from what? If there's no up there or there's no down there, around the corner, none of that stuff. It's just here and now. Do you still need a protector? Do you still need to be a part of a group that is leading you in a path that you feel is going to be justified at some point? Or are we just afraid not to join? I remember many years ago, and one of the only memories I have, last memory I have from my father, and he was a part of a group, a lodge group, and he'd been part of it his whole life. And I remember being in my late 30s, early 40s, I wanted to join this group. And he said to me, you want to go into something that you have no idea what it's about because of the secrets, the many secrets. You want to join this group? I said, yeah, yeah. And he said, well, stay away from it because you have no idea what it is until you're in it. And you don't know, or you may not know what the sacrifices may be if you don't want to be a part of it anymore. But the thing is, as you join any group at all, what happened to your level of creativity? What happened to you? You are now following. Well, that must be a very harsh place for a leader, you, to be. If you are a leader, and you are, because you are God, and then you have to put all that aside and follow some group, some organization, you are stifling yourself. You may feel that you're not worthy, and there's a cause, there's a reason. The effect is you join in an organization that's going to supposedly benefit you. But what is the cause that drove you to want to be a part of such organization? Wake up. Wake up and understand that spirituality is the journey through life. It's not a religion. It's the way of life. Your instructions as to be a human being and how to function in this existence. Instinctively, you are connected to it. We have forgotten about it. And we don't practice it. We don't exercise it. Your gut feelings that you all, we all have. And many times, a lot of you will say, I should have, I shouldn't have, oh, I knew it. And you did. But you didn't follow. You didn't follow that instinct. Instinctively, you're being instructed. We just have to open that channel of communication so we can clearly understand and decipher our messages, our instructions. I've said this before. Who told the caterpillar when to go into this cocoon to become or to start the next leg of life journey? Instinctively, it was passed down. How or why are we being misguided? Is there truth that others may not want us to know? Well, if you do want to know, you do have the instructions within yourself. Should we be sad? No. Should we have malice in our hearts for others? No. We should be tolerant of one another. We share the same space by the same method. But if we're constantly trying to get one up on somebody else, what is wrong with us? You can't assume it was your birthright to be the lesser. Nor can you assume it is your birthright to be the greater. It is your birthright to be the best you, to let your light shine, to activate whatever you've come here to accomplish. We raise you to a higher level of consciousness so you could take a step towards your greatness. You're sitting on this amazing machine in it, and you refuse to press the gas or turn it on. Wake up. And this is why we take you to a higher level of consciousness. We express to you how to get into understanding yourself. And to thine own self, you must be true. If it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Now you're on your journey, you're on your path towards your greatness. The things that may have happened to you in the past, they're in the past, they're behind you. It was a time that never existed back there. You're not going to do any justice for yourself by holding on to the items behind you. You will miss out what's coming to you. Let it go. Hard to say that, hard to do that, hard to understand. But try to imagine what it would be like for you to ingest poison, hoping the other person will die. Wake up. It has passed. It'll never come back. I think it was Shakespeare that said, you can't put your foot in the same river twice. When you think about it, he's absolutely right, because it's forever changing. The times change, the temperatures change, the flows change, everything's changed. So when you make the attempt to do it a second time, it's not the same. Experience all that you can right now. Everything that exists is in front of you, and everything that is real is in front of you. all the things that don't matter is behind you. Move forward. That's the only direction that we were designed to go. But in order to do that, you've got to wake up. Open your eyes. Realize that you are the top shelf. You're the driver. You hold the key. You've got all the answers. Your hand is on the handle. Use the blade accordingly and not to another person. Where you may have fear, ask yourself, how did it get there? Did you just inherit it because of our society, because of how you were raised? Because you don't have to break a child. You just have to give them to a broken person and tell them to raise them for you. And they will only pass on what they know. Wake up and experience what it's like to be a human being and how to be tolerant of everyone that shares this planet. If this loving entity, source, God, wherever he lives for you or she or it, was as big and great and all these things that everybody says, would we have a world like we have today? Why would some be made to suffer or starve or taken advantage of or left out of religion? Why would some be picked and considered the chosen ones and others are not picked? Well, why bother coming? If I thought I was never going to be a part of the elite crowd, the group, well, I don't know that I would show up. What for? Wake up, open your eyes, learn what it's like for you to be a spiritual existence, a spiritual person. Tap into that source. Wake up and come to the reality, the forefront. You're the driver. Don't allow another to lead you down a path which does not satisfy you, but it's more satisfactory for them, for it, because they have an alternative. They have another reason. And I often look at it like I'm seeing the wolf dressed in sheep's clothing. Wake up. Thank you for coming to the show. I wanted to get that out. Okay, so now we're in a new daylight savings time. I think I got an hour's more sleep, or did I lose one? I'm not sure. I could never follow. But anyway, I don't understand why we do it. I knew many, many years ago it was beneficial to the farmers, and I don't know why we're still doing it, but that was last night, and of course I always get surprised by it because I don't pay much attention to the media. But again, it is that time, daylight savings time, and I think we went ahead, something like that. And life is good. Life is fantastic. I don't see how that is necessary for us. I want to thank all the people that takes the time to send us an email from time to time. You do tell us how you feel about the show. I appreciate that. I try my best to get back to answering them. A lot of them come in at times, and I do spend a lot of time in front of the computer just responding, saying hello, thank you for being there, and saying welcome home. I am still there. I appreciate you making that effort, sending it out for us. And to everybody, my longtime listeners, as well as new listeners, and everybody who's impressed or like the Barrington Awakened show, thank you for being there. Remember, this show is repeated on Thursdays at 10 p.m., same place. Thank you for coming. To everyone who's listening from anywhere around the world, to all, I say, welcome home. Today, we're going to talk about the answers, and I did touch on it a little bit, and the answers that we all have are many questions. And growing up as a child, I would ask certain questions, and my answer, well, if I went to my parents, they would say, go to your grandparents, and I would go to grandparents, and grandparents would always say, I don't know, go ask the preacher or the minister, or the you know, and they would respond by saying, well, if God wanted you to know, he would tell you. Well, that wasn't very comforting for me, because I thought, you know, you and God were homies, you're tight. Like, why are you not going to, you know, get that answer and give it to me? Well, older, I am older now, and I do understand. I do have the answers. You have the answers. Everybody that walks this planet has the answers. They don't have it, but you could go within yourself and find it. And this is what we're talking about today. The answers and how to get to them. They're within. You look out there and you're asking for somebody out there to bring it to you. It's not going to happen. The answers are within you. Dig into that. Spend some time. Understand what it's like to be a spiritual person. What it's like to be kind to yourself. What it's like to live a life without being afraid of anything. I was having a conversation earlier this week and somebody was saying, don't you fear dying? Well, we don't die. You know, to be honest with you, I don't want to have to sit in a wheelchair in a hospital bed or having somebody cater to me for my last days. I've always said I'd rather go with my boots on. You know, but the expression means that without the suffering that we see or the pain that we may go through. But to die, you're going home. You're returning back to everything that you know. You're going back to your friends, your everything that exists. You're going back there. What would you be sad about? There's no hell, so don't think about that. And if there was, it sounds like a heck of a party place. But regardless, there's not one of those. So, but you are going home. You're going back to what is real to you. And you will be congratulated for having taken the journey to become human beings and walk on earth and be able to put your hands on things that you could touch and feel because you have hands. The emotions we feel only exist here. When we go back, you're back into your existence of spirituality without the body. I said earlier, we don't own anything, including the body. We borrowed it. It's on rental. Take good care of it, please, because you have to return it one day. Now, it doesn't matter what condition you return it in, but before you have to return it, take good care of it so you can enjoy it. You could jump and run and laugh and have a good time. It is yours. You've borrowed it. You've rented it, and you will return it. We don't own anything. We're only here for the observation. Like when you watch a movie, you don't get involved. If there's a bar scene, no one's going to be punching you. You're just seeing it. It's observation. You're not a part of it. Don't take it personal. Do not carry animosity. And do not seek revenge. There's no reward in it. You've just stopped your journey going forward to check something that's already passed. I do believe everybody has a debt to pay, and it's known as karma. I do believe before you leave the body, you paid up. One way or another, that debt is being paid. But in the meantime, live life without fear or worry. Find within yourself where that fear is coming from and replace it with confidence. So just sweep it out, get rid of it. Confidence will find its way back in. So it should be. Have we got anything there on email, sir?
We do have some emails, and boy do we. Folks, if you're just tuning in, of course you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. You can write to us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com, instudio101@gmail.com. And if you'd like to get a hold of Barrington during the week, the email address for that is awaken1308@gmail.com. That's awaken1308@gmail.com. Here we go. Kelly said, so listening to you, obviously you don't believe in the Bible. I can see that you use a lot of quotations and examples, but you always put it down what you say. That's from Kelly. Thank you, Kelly. Donna said, it sounds like the Bible, God, heaven, and hell was thrown down your throat growing up, and that's why you dislike that stuff. That's from Donna. Josh also writes in, and he says, you do a lot of references from the Word, from the Bible, but yet you really don't believe in any of that. Why use that as an example? That's from Josh. Lasha wrote out and said, I think you were brought up in some type of religion or faith that you hated. That's why you're going the opposite now. That's from Lasha. Opal writes in, I do believe the Jews are the chosen people. Not that God or a deity hates other people, but that's where the Word started, and everyone, mostly in the world at that time when God created man, were Jews. That's from Opal. And back to you.
Whew, that's a heavy tale. That's a heavy one. Okay, well, Opal, we're gonna go through this, and when you say the Jews are the chosen people, I can't tell you otherwise. I don't agree that one group is chosen over another. And it fascinates me because the book that I was raised with has said it's come from the Jews. And this is the way it was meant to be. But yet they're not following it themselves. They do the Torah and their own religion. So here's the one you should follow. And this is one we're going to believe. And we talk about Jerusalem. I'm not going to debate the Bible because there's a lot of things in it that doesn't make any sense. It's 2,000 years that they're saying, or 26, I don't remember. 2,000 years, I believe, that they're saying this book has been around. We've been here for billions of years. What were we doing before this point? And who and what were we following before this point? At some place, we did not have an organized religion that told us how to live. We lived according to the land. And it wasn't by the Jews and Jerusalem and all these things. But we tend to, and a lot of people will listen to this because the more I have discussions on the Bible, everybody seems to have their own interpretation. And it's not that way. It's supposed to be this way. And that's me. You know, there are many different books. And if you've ever played the game as a child, The Broken Telephone, at some point, you'll understand that the messages has been changed over the years. Why don't I want to follow it? Because I have seen other ways and seen other possibilities and can't fathom the idea of one story being the only possible way to live and go into heaven. It makes no sense to me. All of us are here, we're all human beings, we've come the same way, by the same method, and we would live our lives as we choose, and then we go back to the same place by the same method. So, you believe the Jews are the chosen people? I can't say anything further about that. I hope you're right. Not that I'm supporting that, I'm just saying your belief is good and satisfying to you. Why am I going the opposite way? How I don't understand how we're going, how I'm being perceived as going the opposite way. This is what Lasha was saying. I was raised with something that I obviously hate. I don't carry hate with me. But you know, when I was, and a lot of people, when they were, say, 12 years old or younger than that, they had a toy that they truly loved. They slept with it. They hugged it. They walked around with it all the time and carry it as their favorite thing in the whole world. And they believed in it. Like we all believe, like this guy's flying around the world on December 24th and coming to your house to drop off a present. But then you get older. And then you start questioning things. And then you realize, well, this can't be the truth. There's got to be a different method. I was 16 when I had that question and read for the next 30 years trying to figure it out. I didn't hate it. I realized I was a part of it, and the people, the family, the community that I was raised in believed it. And if I didn't, you know, what's wrong with me? I need help. Until I wanted to know something. And I read enough and studied enough, looked into it far enough to understand that it's not applicable to every living being on this planet. And it's been said, if you're rich, you can't make it. in the same book. And I do do a lot of references from these books because I've read them, I understand them, and good for me that I have a good memory to remember a lot of the passages that's in them. I don't read them anymore, but they're still there. The information is still there. It's very contradicting to me. Many, many, many parts of it is. And it's telling me that it's not a constant. If it's not a constant, then I can't devote my entire life on the things that I picked from it to be favorable to me and follow it as truth and disregard the rest of it. If it's the entire truth, I'm going to have to follow all of it. But most people you ask, they'll say, yeah, that's not applicable, or it was changed. We're not supposed to follow it. One of the biggest things in that same book that you're referring says a woman should not be permissible to speak in church. I hope you don't believe that now, because we've evolved. We've gotten smarter, and nobody came last night and changed that. It's still written down. So we are evolving. We're growing. Things are changing. That same book has told me that we're all sons of God. Women, men, boys, girls. We're all sons of this God. And that is accurate. We are. But it also said that the person who's preaching the message to you has got more connection to it than you do, or to him or to it. And that is not possible. I reference it, Josh, because it was the first piece of it. The first person was saying that I hate it. No, I don't hate. I don't hate. I just don't choose to do that anymore. Like, I don't eat ice cream. I don't hate ice cream. I don't eat pork. I don't hate pigs. You know, but my point being, going back to Josh's, the reference from it, and as I was raised with this information, it's in me. I've heard a lot of it. We had to do a lot of things to live in the house that I was raised in because of this book. So it's a part of me, but no, I'm not hating it. And somebody else had said, I'm putting it down. I want you to look at another, or even to entertain the idea that there could be another way. Every single group out there is a conduit, like a flowing river, to take you into the ocean of reality, of life, where all of life exists. Every one of them, to talk about a higher source, a higher self, a higher level of consciousness. At some point, somebody figured out if we lock the door and just keep telling them higher, they'll give us money. That's my own interpretation. Please don't beat me over the head because I have it. But like a flow of river, they all flow into the ocean. Like a flow of river, they all flow into the ocean. All the introduction to the higher being, the higher self, the higher level of consciousness is flowing to the spiritual existence of human beings. It moves in the same direction. It's a conduit. The whole religious concept is a conduit that is supposed to guide you to the path. But somebody's built a dam and cut off the tip and led it into a path of nowhere. My opinion, please don't hold me on that one. I don't put it down. But if you believe the rivers flow into the ocean, your knowledge of a greater self, a higher level of consciousness will lead you into the spirituality, which is the be all and end all, the great wave where everything manifests. Wake up. Dislike. I got that. And the God and the Bible and the heaven and the hell, it's not a dislike. I was raised as a part of it. I studied a lot of different religions. They're all saying the same thing. Honor thy path, honor these words, follow this guidance, and you will be given a pass. You'll get into heaven. You'll go into a great life. You'll live fantastic. It's not a hate. I just know there is not one specific road that would lead you to it, and the rest of us are locked out. Everybody will go back to the same place that they've originated from. That is a given. That is a constant. You've heard it many times. What is certain in our life is death. It's a constant. That's the truth. Because it's never changing. No one has ever showed up and go, you know, I've been here for 9,000 years. I beat the odds. No. Your rented suit has got to be returned, man. After the party, the wedding, you got to take it back to the rental shop or wherever you got it from. That's our body. We have to return it. Kelly, you're asking me, sorry, that was Donna asking me about talking about God and heaven and all that stuff. That was Donna's question. Kelly, do I believe in it? You know, it is actually an amazing history book, and it has documented a lot of the things that's happened in our history, in our existence, like the Great Flood and the famine. And he talks about the parting of the Red Sea. Well, it didn't part the Red Sea. The tides went out. But, you know, that's a separate story. And, you know, the Noah and the Ark and, you know, the destruction of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. If you believe in the whole of the Bible, and there's a couple of many different versions of it. But am I going to live my life according to it? No. Am I going to get mad at you because you choose to? No. Because your choice belongs to you. I'm saying take a look and see if there's something else out there that might spark an interest in you. Who speaks to you in the gut when you have a gut feeling? Where's that coming from? Who speaks to you when you wanted to make a decision and the idea pops right into your head, but you rule against it? Where's that coming from? Do you believe that we have to follow a very specific path in order to make it to the promised land? No, because we're all coming from a different place. We've all have a different method. We're all the same. We have within us the energy that makes us who we are. And it is just the energy. Your method of getting there, maybe it's by that book or a book or guidance or self-reflection, however it may be. You're journeying from the North Coast to the South Shores, let's say, and you could choose to take a walking trip or a bicycle or airplane or a boat, if there's one of them, or roller skates if you choose, or swim if you can. But the thing is, we're going in the same direction. We're going to end up in the same place. Our methods probably is just a little bit different. Spirituality is our guidance to it. And like I said, the whole concept of the religion infrastructure is designed to give us a leg up on the journey taking us to the spiritual path. If you see the rivers of the religion, you have to see the ocean as spirituality. It leads there. I don't have a hate. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not angry with anyone. But I have seen in many, 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 many cases where we're taught to sit still and pray for things to come to us. And I said, I don't know if it was last show or the show before, if you're sitting there hoping for rescue, you've already accepted, I'm just going to sit here. The mind creates who you are. You are the thoughts you had yesterday. I think everyone's aware of that. Whatever you thought of yourself yesterday, you are today because you've brought it in. Now you're sitting here and you want to turn around and ask for something different to come in, but you've accepted where you are. So that makes it really, really difficult to do. Okay? You cannot sit there and ask for something to come and get you up. You got to get up. And you got to take that step. But you've told your mind you're comfortable where you are. You like your body, you like your job, you like your car, because you're there. You like your house, your partner, your relationship, your neighbors, your food. You're already there. In order for any of those to change, prayer's not going to work for you there. Action will. Take an action towards it. You want a new dress? And sit home and pray for it. It might show up. No, it won't. But if you get out and figure out how to get one, get some money, get a job, get on the bus, get in your car, go down to the store and buy one. Hey, you did all this work and you got it. You got it. It is there. You have to take an action towards the thing that you're going to do. So do I believe it? No, it's a good history book, and there's a lot of things that's in it that's great, but I can't see the benefit of it in the entirety of it, meaning that I should devote my life and follow those steps only so I could go to heaven. I am in heaven, and so are you. Now, coincidentally, we're in the hell too, because it's our state of mind. But there is not a physical place that represents either of those supposable entities. That's why I say, wake up. I hope I answered the questions. I tried to the best of my abilities. And no, I was raised very Christian. My entire town was Christian, and church on Sundays was a must, unless you're dead. And even then you're going to church because, you know, they put you in a box and they all stand around you and pray. You're not there, but they do it anyway. And do I hate it? No. Do I want it to be a part of my life today? No. Do I have another method in which I'm pursuing? Absolutely. And I realized a lot of people are staying on that path because they're afraid to get off. You're afraid to get off that path because you think if you do, boom, you're going to get sideswiped. And then there you go to that HE double hockey stick place down there that doesn't exist. Wake up. Wake up. And if that's the case and you're there, remember that same book that you read is talking about your sins were already forgiven. That's what it says. So we're talking about the answers today, and I hope that you can relate to the ability to sit still and open and go into yourself. Close the mind down and don't have 100 things running through it at once. You're probably going to have a very difficult time of not holding a thought, but when you don't have 15 things that you got to be thinking about all the time, you're now giving the brain a rest. It's called getting rid of the monkey chatter. I don't know who came up with that, but I've heard it all throughout school. My entire life, and my entire years of going through school. Now, you have to be able to get the brain to settle down. And by doing such, we meditate. One of the methods that work really well for a lot of people is to sit still and try to imagine the breath coming into the body, into the lungs, into the belly, does its job, and then it goes back out. And then you do it again. Don't speed it up. Don't slow it down. Just let it flow. And you focus on that coming in, and then you're going back out. If you can bring it down to 5 seconds for it to come in and 4 seconds for it to go out, you're breathing properly. And the more you concentrate on that, the action of that, you're meditating. Your brain is free to soak up what's out there because you're not thinking about anything else. You're just concentrating on the breath coming in, doing its job, and then it's going back out. You try that for 3 minutes in the morning when you wake up, and 3 minutes at nighttime before you go to bed. Your head becomes clear. You're now connected to all that there is in that moment. When you do it for a long time, it becomes normal. By the way, if you're doing this 5 seconds in and 5 seconds out breathing method, you're getting the proper, sufficient amount of oxygen inside of you, holding it long enough for it to do its proper job. Energy will rise. Your consciousness will rise. Instead of a shallow breathing, if you've ever done any sort of a yoga training or breathing practices, the first thing you learn is to get enough in you, and then you get it back out. If you want to go for a walk in nature, go for a walk in the forest and practice that. And the more oxygen we get into our body, the better it is for all of the body's functions, every part of it. Wake up. It's not a bad thing. Practice your meditation. Practice what you do. Do we have anything else there, sir?
We do. Really quick here. Mike said, regarding heaven and hell, you ask why there is and you won't go here or you will go there. We have free will to do good or bad. And I think if we do bad all our life, we will be punished. So there has to be some type of hell. That's from Mike. Roxy said, I agree with the daylight saving time crap. I don't understand why we have it. It doesn't change anything. It's like taking a piece of rope, cutting a piece off the front, and adding it to the back. We've all heard that example before. It's still the same length. That's from Roxy. Vic wants to know, we rent the body from whom? That's from Vic. And lastly, Carla wrote in. I think it's Carl. I apologize for that. Carl wrote in, is karma the same as retaliation or something different? And that's from Carl, and back to you.
Hey, okay, yeah, thank you. We're going to go through this. Karma is the debt you pay for the wrongs that you've done, but it's only applicable if you feel bad about it. If you don't, then it doesn't exist. But you will have to pay it back. It's not retaliation. It's not revenge. You've done something horrible and it plays on your conscience. You're drawing in that negativity as it's playing on your conscience. So you stole, you know, somebody's chicken. You feel bad about it because of whatever happens, and you're sort of bringing in the consequence of having to do that action. If you've got no guilt about it, I'm not sure that you pay that back. You see, they say we're going to get punished, but our God is not a judgmental one. You know, the God's not a judgmental one. And there is not a place up there that your tablet's being scrolled on or written on and judges being passed, and you don't have a skill testing question to answer before you go through this pearly gate that doesn't exist. But the karma exists only when you feel bad about the things that you've done. Within true conscience, you shouldn't do the bad things, regardless. If it's bad, don't do it. But you will pay the debt back. Vic, we went. You've never heard of the body shop? I'm kidding. The body, I use the word rent, but you actually, it's made up of the earth, of everything that's here in the universe. Everything that's in the universe is within the body. We're talking about the salt, the water, the mercury, everything is there. It's a temporal thing because it doesn't go on forever. But in order for you to be here walking around and doing everything that you do, yes, you had to have gotten this. You borrowed it from the earth. And no, there is no rental shop out there that has a body, because God knows I would have rented a different one. But anyway, that's my own little joke for me. But no, you don't own it. You're borrowing it. And when it's all said and done, your time's up. The time that you've chosen is up. You have to return it, and it goes back to the earth. And again, to go to the Bible, from dust to dust or something like that, you go back to where you've come from, and you never leave here. Physically, the body can't leave here. Where's it going to go? You're going to get out there and freeze or go down there. You know, it doesn't go. The body stays here. So you've taken portion A, portion B, you put them together, you make portion person. And it's the spirituality and the physical aspect of your existence, the body, and then you marry the two together, and you guys travel, like you get in a car or an airplane, and you do a journey together, and then at some point that ride's over, everybody goes back to their corner, kind of thing. So we didn't rent it. You didn't have to give a fee for it. And if that was the case, I have some serious questions from my parents, you know. Anyway, the point being, yeah, you get it from the earth, and you have to return it back to the earth. Yeah, Roxy, I do agree with you that this whole daylight saving time is I think the word you use was crap, cutting off a piece of rope at the front and putting it at the back. Yeah, it's pointless. And I don't get it. At some point, I think they were trying to create this idea to give the farmers more daylight to do their stuff. But now we've gotten a lot smarter and more efficient and everything is good. We could get the job done a lot faster. So the daylight saving time thing, I don't get it. They've talked about it, changing it, getting rid of it. To me, It's useless. Like pushing that rope you're talking about. It's just not going to do anything for us. That's just my take. Heaven and my, that was Roxy. Sorry, Mike was talking about heaven and hell and bad and good. Well, bad, you think if you do bad, you're going to go to hell. I think I definitely know you're wrong about that, because this place you're talking about that you may end up doesn't exist, nor is heaven. It's a state of mind. And if you want to live in hell, you can. If you want to live in heaven, you can. It's just a state of mind. And when I say you can live there, we're talking about being on earth, but being in a state of mind where all things are glorious for you. Or you may know somebody or yourself that's being on earth, living in the human flesh, and all things are just horrible for them. But it's interpretive. What is bad for you isn't necessarily bad for another person. And yeah, if you do bad, because I would ask you what bad is, and if one of them is going to be, you killed somebody, that is horrible. It's very bad. But what if that person was trying to kill you? There's still a death. Are you supposed to pay for that, or are you excused because he made the initial or she made the initial attempt to do it? It's interpretive. No, don't go out there and kill anybody. But at the same time, if they're trying to do you harm, you have the right as a human being to protect you at any cost, by any means necessary, because you have a survival instinct within you. Right and wrong has always been interpretive. What is right for you may not be right for some. You've heard that phrase before. Be good to you. Be good for yourself. Be the best you. Be the strongest you. Be the happiest you. Be the happiest you. Then you're doing what's right. We've given the example, and it's going to be really quick. We've given the example about the lion and the zebra. And the lion, who's done everything the lion is supposed to do, including bringing the zebra home to feed his family, he's done everything right. But if you were interviewing the zebra, he can't see it the lion's way because they ate his uncle. You see what I'm saying? So it's interpretive, and you just want to be on the side that makes you happiest. I hope what I'm saying is working for you. My name is Barrington. You're listening to Barrington Awaken. There's a book out there called A Barrington Show. Sorry about that. Awaken Ascension Guide. You can pick it up on Amazon. It's on Amazon. Awaken an Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. I think it'd be a great Christmas gift for those that want to do this spiritual journey and experience it. I will never tell anybody to step off the roster that they're on or step out of the path that they're following, but I would always say to you, see if there's another path and the one that could be more fulfilling from you. All the things that you've learned and all the ideas that you've got in your head, they're not going to prevent you from coming in, from understanding it. But as you grow, and like I said, I was around 16 years old when I wanted to get some more answers. I still have the ideas in my head. Do I act on them? Do I carry them out? Every once in a while I say, oh my God. And you know, no, I'm not gonna pray, because I understand that if I'm praying for something, it means that I'm stuck somewhere. Or, you know, if I'm praying for wealth, it means that I'm telling myself I'm poor. If I'm praying for health, I'm telling myself I'm sick. And what you tell yourself is what you live. So answer a lot of those things. But if you communicate with your higher self, when you're having a prayer moment, you're speaking to your higher level of consciousness, and you may want to ask for change if that's what you seek. But the mind has an amazing ability to give that to you just by holding on to the idea. If you see yourself fit, healthy, all these things, we can't reverse the clock, by the way. You can't pray to become 21 again. That's not even going to work. But if you could see the self that you want, hold the image of that, and it will come. Seek, and you will find. Knock, the doors will be open. Life is for you to enjoy. And what you perceive as wrong may not necessarily be wrong. It's just your perception of it. And that other person or people who are carrying out the activity that you labeled as wrong will feel justified within themselves, because to them, it's not wrong. And it's really hard to find the victim versus the volunteers, because we don't understand their purpose. Today, we're talking to you about the answers. I hope you've be able to find a method to get these answers. And I hope that you will have a very, very pleasant week and see everything in a positive light. Get out of a negative self and remove the anger from within you, or hate or distrust, and replace it with the love for self. You can't offer me love if you don't have it for yourself. We're only able to give what we have. So find it within you, and you'll see how amazing it is for you to share it with all that exist. Thank you a lot. I appreciate your time this week. Thank you for being there. Remember, eat well, stay active, be kind to yourself. Be very, very kind to yourself, because it matters. And yes, somebody is watching you, your higher self. If you could do better and you know better, act accordingly. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.